Evelyn before the break. And Evelyn Poole, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
I mentioned, are you struck by the number of election posters?
Oh, I'm fed up with them already, Joe. We have to endure them until the 23rd of May. God help us.
Yeah, but they're only, officially, they're only up within the last 24 hours.
That's officially. Unofficially, you and I both know that some of them have been up a bit before that. It's not really the issue. It's a matter of why so long, and they all have their own ways and means of, you know, how far up the post we can get them and what have you. But we've got the Tour of Italy coming on the 11th or 12th of May. And if that's not going to be distracting for the cyclists, I don't know what is. I mean, the last thing they really want to see, they want to see the lovely views that we have.
No, they don't need
the posters to distract them.
Yeah, but have you noticed along the Giro d'Italia route, which was coming into Dublin via Portmarnock, into Merrion Square, down through Clontarf and that there's the poles are absolutely plastered with...
Totally. I am so now, fed up with them.
Yeah, but the problem is, I know it will be shown in Ireland, but there's not many votes in Milan.
Well, no, that's very true. But then again, you're obviously, you know, with this such a huge, big issue that, you know, this cycle race is world famous, so people from, you know, it'll go out on Sky, hopefully people from all over the world will see the place and see, you know, it's a draw. It's like sort of, you know, having somebody coming to visit your country and, oh, guess what, with these beautiful views and, you know, all this sort of thing. Well, if they're all they're going to see is the place plastered with an engineering stuff, it's not going to be a great PR.
It is the second biggest bicycle race in the world after
the Tour de France. It is huge,
and it will be getting a lot of publicity. But you're saying along the route of the Giro d'Italia, they should take down the posters.
I've actually spoken to the events people in Dublin City Council yesterday about it, and they said, well, unfortunately, the legislation basically, you know, sort of says they can do what they want after the 23rd. There are within certain criteria and what have you, and they have been spoken to about it, you know, being on the tour thing, but nobody was wanting to take their posters down. Maybe they just wanted their few minutes of fame in the sun, you know.
But Evelyn, do you not think this, and it's happened in the most recent elections, that the posters are no longer black and white cardboard. They are extraordinarily expensive.
They are hugely expensive and such
really
waste.
Really well produced. I don't know if they're produced here or abroad or whatever.
I wouldn't know. All I can think of is, you know, what a waste of money. Surely there must be better ways for... We've already had the leaflets in the front doors. Surely, you know...
Yeah, but is that not the... Evelyn, is that not... Is that not evidence of a vibrant democracy?
You can get too much of a good thing, Joe. And in my opinion, it's going on for too long. If we say 2 weeks prior to the election, that's fine. But, you know, this is how many weeks away from the election?
And remember, there's two by-elections.
Going back to the years when there wasn't the internet and there were, you know, wasn't emails and there wasn't texting and there wasn't mobile phones. So people, you know, it's going back how many, 40, 50 plus years of these posters going up. And that was fine then, but this is a new era. Surely to God, you know, people get most of their information either, you know, from the literature that's put in their front doors or from the radio and the ads that they, you know, hear on the radio.
But it's a problem that you have to, you know, if one...
It's oversaturation, Joe, in
my
opinion.
Yeah, but Evelyn, if one candidate puts up a poster, you've got to get out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Surely to God, the whole system needs to be changed.
Yeah, but then you'd have to get them all to agree. They won't all agree. They tried it, didn't they, in a town up in, was it Leitrim? They all agreed that they wouldn't put up posters because the Tidy Towns judging was coming up. And then one party or one candidate said, no, hang on, and then the whole thing collapsed.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. But unfortunately, you know, the people here, you sort of afterwards sort of think, as, you know, for what? Because a lot of people have already made up their minds as to who or what they want to vote for. But it's just a matter of, it is very expensive, and how much money is absolutely wasted by all these posters? Because where do these posters go when they're finished with? They can't be recycled. I think there's a plastic content in them. So where do they go to? Landfill, if I'm not wrong.
Okay. But I somebody told me they're tenner each. They're extraordinarily expensive.
I thought they were a lot more than that, Joe.
Apparently, they're very good for pigeon lofts.
You don't have any pigeons.
You have no gicknas or tumblers or...
No. But I am a bit, coming back to where your previous conversation is, I'm a bit concerned about, you know, this satin. I do have a satin.
Okay, we're trying to find out more, but I can tell you the Gardaí have been on to us to say they've started this operation today. Up to lunchtime today.
Yeah.
They have caught, they've detected, now what they're going to do with them, they've detected 300 people holding mobile phones while driving.
I see loads of them every day, Joe. You know, you don't have to go very far to see them. But another concern I have is I have a hands-free in my car, but like if a call comes in, that's normally the normal time I would use it, I still got to press a button. to accept it. So does that come in under the legislation? You can't use it?
Yeah, well, it seems now the phrase the Gardaí are putting in quotes for us is if holding the device.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes, I
now,
do.
Now, to hold the device and text takes two hands.
It certainly does.
My God. OK, it's a bit confusing, but as I say, the Gardaí say they've already detected 300 stopped, I presume, and either chastised or summoned 300 people for holding a mobile phone. Now, remember, the new legislation, which is much, much tougher, comes in on May the 1st. I presume there are no exemptions, ambulance drivers, fire engines, Gardaí cars. If you're holding a mobile phone, you can go to prison.
Well, people have known for a long time they needed to have a hands-free, and you shouldn't be texting. It's just too dangerous.
Absolutely.
Like, people will get killed and have got killed because of people losing concentration.
But it says texting is obvious, holding a phone is obvious, but when it gets into the whole area of accessing information, then you're in a different...
I think it needs a bit more clarification.
Okay, quick break. Thanks indeed, Evelyn. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
John Paul Werty is on the line. He's in the UK. John, good afternoon.
Well, that's a bit contentious, Joe. I'm in Belfast. So
you're in Belfast.
Really
great. Sorry. You're on the same island.
I'm on the same island, but technically in the UK, yeah. No, I was just listening to you there earlier on. You were talking about the posters along the route of the Giro d'Italia. And that last caller mentioned the government here in Northern Ireland had the foresight to introduce this emergency legislation. Make it so that the parties that were canvassing and using these election posters will remove them for the duration of the Giro on the route.
Oh.
So there's quite an extensive route. The second stage is up along the North Antrim coast, the glens of Antrim, up along the Giant's Causeway, a beautiful part of the country. And it was decided that they would take these posters down and again in the city centre and again when it leaves Armagh and travels through Armagh towards the border there at Forkhill. So it'll be an election poster free zone. It's just a shame to hear that the people south of the border in Dublin haven't had the same foresight, so that you know it will impact greatly on the viewer. I guess this is going out to an audience, a television audience of over 700 million people, and they'll be sitting there around the world looking at Ireland as an island. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful place it is,
and they're
here
bringing...
we are.
And as you know, as you say, John Paul, up the north are bringing, and God knows, there's so many options up the north in terms of beautiful scenery. But it is coming through an especially beautiful part of Northern Ireland. They passed emergency legislation to take down the posters for the 3 days, and then when it comes to the south, it comes to things like Drogheda, Balbriggan, Portmarnock, Malahide, Baldy, all along the coast.
Yes,
Sutton,
beautiful part of the country, but it just, you know, the issue of posters here in Northern Ireland is a bit contentious at the moment, and there was some other, there was an attempt made to remove flags and murals and stuff like that. But, you know, the people of Northern Ireland are getting behind the Giro d'Italia. They see it as a huge window to the world. You know, you're bringing this cycle race up along the North Antrim coast, upward filming the TV show Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, so you're really using this opportunity, this worldwide audience, to sell this part of the world to tourists, you know, to bring people in. And it's just a shame that when it crosses the border at Forkhill towards Dundalk, that you're just going to have streets that are littered with these posters. And, you know, a little bit of foresight, it's not too late to go out, just take them down for the duration of the event. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago when Google Earth were mapping and photographing the city, and that was during election time. So now when you go on to some parts of Dublin, some parts of Ireland on Google Maps, you still see election posters that are there from previous elections. So, you know, you wonder what the worth of them is. At the moment here, the prized possession is that a particular party's poster seems to be taken down off a lot of lampposts. I don't know if it's people collecting it or not, or if it's something a bit more sinister than that. But, you know, if the people of Northern Ireland, where the politics of the poster is and the politics of the flag is so important, are willing to take it down for a couple of days to paint the country in a good light, I don't see why people south of the border, people in Dublin, wouldn't do the same.
And John Paul, do you know if it was a unanimous
cross-party? Yes. Essentially, it has been unanimous in a cross-party. Again, with all things political here in Northern Ireland, there was a bit of, are they going to do it? Are we going to do it? You know, so there was a little bit of. How would I describe it? Like, you know, the apprehension towards it. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, there's been a real fuss. Like, I've been trying this morning since 9 o'clock to get tickets for the opening event of the Giro d'Italia. They've crashed the computer system for the Visit Belfast website. Wow. You know, there's a real buzz in Northern Ireland to get people behind the Giro. It's one of the three greatest cycling events that happened. It's one of the biggest television audience for a sporting event on a global scale, and it's coming to Ireland. You know, and it is an opportunity to show what we have here. And it's, as somebody who's only lived here for a couple of years and who's a native of Dublin, it's embarrassing to think that the people up here are so far ahead of the game, that they've really taken this and, you know, they've really gone with it. And it's embarrassing to find out that the same hasn't happened at home.
As you know, Evelyn, who raised this issue with us earlier on, Evelyn Poole, she said she rang Dublin City Council, fair play to her, and they said they are totally hamstrung by the legislation.
It took a little bit of forward thinking here. The Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, you know, he proposed it. The parties have got behind it. But Northern Ireland has gone Giro mad. Everything's been painted pink. You know, there's a real push. Like, if you go up towards the Giant's Causeway, there's pink sheep in the fields, there's pink horses in the fields. Along the route, the people have really got behind it. They're really pushing to showcase the best of Northern Ireland in what is one of the biggest sporting events in the world. Now, it's unfortunate that some of the top riders aren't coming to town, but it's that global. It's tapping into that global television audience.
And why aren't the top riders coming?
Well, because, you know, a lot of them want to go towards the Tour de France.
Okay, so I understand.
You know, it's unlikely that you would do two events like that. So,
yeah, but it's still 200 of the best cyclists in the world.
Absolutely, and a television audience of over 700 million people. And you know what it's doing? What's happening here is it's setting Northern Ireland apart from the rest of Ireland. You know, there's so much positivity that's happening here at the moment, and this is just one example of it. It's politicians coming together and agreeing.
You're saying, John Paul, I don't know when the Dáil is back. I know the Shannon is a few more weeks to go, at least, for their Easter holiday. But I think the Dáil is back within the next 2 weeks. You're saying you're calling us...
That's your problem, Joe. Your politicians are on their holidays. Our politicians are up here at the moment. And they're not perfect. They're far from perfect. But they're working. And they're doing what they can.
Yeah, but you're saying maybe there is a politician here who will... Let's see.
They've got a couple of weeks to get on it and see if the consensus is there. But I don't see why you wouldn't sell Ireland as a whole to this worldwide market. Do you want people landing in Dublin and just going on the M1 and coming up north and spending their money up here and not stopping to see the beautiful places like, you know, Castle Bellingham and, you know, places like that along the route that are beautiful little villages with so much to offer, but they're, you know, people will just go on the M1, they'll bypass it, they'll come up to Antrim, they'll spend their money.
So
up
you
here.
Say if we want to get the best out of, and it's all tourism, and Bord Fáilte are forever saying, like on St. Paddy's Day, they've come up with this, I don't know where they come up with these calculations, but that the greening of the Tower of Pisa is worth 200 million in free advertising or something. So the Giro d'Italia must be worth a significant amount of free advertising. So you're saying, why mar it with all these posters along the route?
Exactly. I'm saying. If you go to Ireland.com, which is the Tourism Ireland website for the whole Ireland of Ireland at the moment, and you go on that homepage, I was on it today researching something for work. If you go on it today, the majority of stuff that's on that at the moment is focused towards Northern Ireland. It's about the Giro starting in Belfast. It's about Game of Thrones, seeing where the locations are. You know, there's a huge missed opportunity by somebody south of the border to piggyback on this, to show that the island can work together and to market it. You know, it just doesn't make any sense at all why we would clear the route of posters, paint everything pink, and then they're going down through Dundalk, down along the coast, beautiful coastline, beautiful little villages, and it's just going to be totem poles of empty promises along the route. That's all it is. You've got these posts with these posters of people that, you know, are just, they're just making empty promises. And for what? You know, there's no need. Who pays attention to posters anymore with Twitter and social media and, you know, the TV ads and YouTube? Like, is there a need for these posters? Do they really make a difference?
See, that argument has been rehashed, as you know, John Paul, so many times. You just ain't going to get agreement. So one, like the number of parties now, and every one of them, regardless of their political leaning. Every one of them has been out with an enormous numbers of posters this time since midnight. And a lot of them got around it by having all these so-called public meetings about this, that and the other in the upstairs of every pub for the last 2 months. So they were able to put up posters. But you'll never get agreement among all the political parties
opportunity.
Maybe along the route, Dublin City Council might say, but again, I don't think they can interfere with them. They might say, we will remove the posters for the two days and we will put them back up as they were. But that's a big operation as well. But anyway.
So you're telling me it's easier to get the Sinn Féin and the DUP to agree to something in Northern Ireland than it is to get the politicians down south?
Okay.
So Sinn Féin and the DUP agree on very little, but they agree on something like this, and you're telling me that you can't get politicians in Dublin and Dundalk and Drogheda to agree to take down the posters for a weekend to show those places in their best possible light.
Okay. So if we do get them down here, it won't be the Good Friday agreement, it'll be the Paul Wertey agreement, if they all agree to.
What
are you working at?
I work in the film and television industry, Joe. Sorry, I work as a location scout, location manager.
And are you in Game of Thrones? Are we involved with that?
No, I worked on season two. I did work on it, but not at the moment. No, I'm working on a science fiction film actually at the moment. I'm up here scouting locations for it. The film industry is booming up here. It is at the moment. We've a full slate of stuff come in this summer now.
Wow.
Game of Thrones obviously has been a huge big success, and that has brought a lot of interest from American and Indian and money from the rest of the UK. So there's at least five or six films that are scheduled to come in here now over the summer.
Okay.
Business is booming.
And you're saying they said priority, the Giro was coming, posters come down. All in favour, say aye, and they all said aye. Sinn Féin, DUP, yeah. SDLP, the whole lot.
Alliance Party, the whole lot. Okay. Everybody realises that this is an opportunity not to be missed.
Whereas you think, I know I've seen a bin lorry down here painted pink. Does that count?
Oh, we've got pink taxis. We've got pink sheep in the fields. There's actually a competition on Twitter at the moment to see what the most ridiculous thing you can photograph that's been painted pink, because people have just gone to town. You can't buy hot pink paint in Northern Ireland for love nor money.
Because pink is the colour of the Giro.
Their logo,
so to speak. Okay, John Paul Wertey, safe travelling, John, and thanks for your contact. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.